From Peace, 12 Reflections on the Path, Peace Pilgrim. There's no glimpse of the light without walking the path. You can't get it from anyone else, nor can you give it to anyone. Just take whatever steps seem easiest for you. And as you take a few steps, it'll be easier for you to take a few more. When you know your part in the scheme of things, in the divine plan, there's never a feeling of inadequacy. You're always given the resources for any situation, any obstacle. There's no strain. There's always security. The spiritual life is the real life. All else is illusion and deception. All who act upon their highest motivations become a power for good. It's not important that others be noticeably affected. Results should never be sought or desired. Few find inner peace, but this is not because they try and fail. It's because they don't try. Judging others will avail you nothing and injure you spiritually. Only if you can inspire others to judge themselves will anything worthwhile have been accomplished. I perceive the entirely self-centered life as not worth living. If what you're doing will not benefit others besides yourself, it's not worth doing. If you want to teach people, young or old, you must start where they are, at their level of understanding, and use words they understand. When you've captured their attention, you can take them as far as they're able to go. If you perceive that they're already beyond your level of understanding, let them teach you. Since steps toward spiritual advancement are taken in such a varied order, most of us can teach one another. When you look at things emotionally, you will not see them clearly. When you perceive things spiritually, you'll understand. There are many lessons to be learned and scales to be balanced. The laws of the universe cannot be altered for one's convenience. Humanity must learn to accept everything that life offers as a learning experience. If you give your life as a prayer, you intensify the prayer beyond all measure. Although others may feel sorry for you, never feel sorry for yourself. It has a deadly effect on spiritual well-being. Recognize all problems, no matter how difficult, as opportunities for spiritual growth, and make the most of these opportunities. To attain inner peace, you must actually give your life, not just your possessions. When you at last give your life, bringing into alignment your beliefs and the way you live, then and only then can you begin to find inner peace. From Peace Pilgrim, Her Life and Work in Her Own Words.